Blog Talk Radio.
Today we got some stuff to talk about recently on behalf of the network. You guys are seeing us on Sky Earth Network. SCN1 is the site. So go to the website and check it out. Go to SCN-1.wixsite.com/home is the website address to go to. And do you listen, tune in, and see the aspect of the new, what's not, what's hot, and everything else in the network. We have recently released our station for a decent place to work for the company. She is been declared deceased back in 2013. That would have been November of 2013. So he's been honored. We have the site up there basically from Odie's channel, which is pretty phenomenal too. If you're gonna go to the site, you can go to scn-1.wixsite.com/KRRA. Let's see. I'm here in the UN Plaza with the United Nations here in San Francisco, California, broadcasting live to you guys here today. So, on behalf of this program, for you, the public, you, as the listener, you guys have to start in the call-in number here for as well. You guys want to call in, you're taking on this as well. SEN1 is the site, is established by the program, for the station. The network actually owns 10 stations on behalf of the Sky Earth Network. And basically, it's situated all over the world. We have KRRA, which is Church of Stafford City, KONV 102.5, which is here in San Francisco. GSES is also here in San Francisco, which plays host to the American Top 40. KRRA is the oldest channel. And I think KONB, that's basically pertaining to the indie artists only. So they're the ones that plays only indie artists only. SRTQ. There's a Catalana Yellow Musica, which plays regional Mexican and some Bahama music. Radio Q, or Radio Queen, is Arabic, I do believe. Then there's Alpha Jewel, which is Johannesburg. JPNK, which is Japanese. Soban Sing Sung Chao, which is Chinese. So 102.5 K1B, 94.6 KRRA, GSES, XREQ, Radio Q, Radio, Alpha Jewel. We want to thank some cows, APNK, and there's two more that we have worked on and are still being waiting to be established as well. What's the process there? Oh, who do we leave out? basically, what we're doing is basically we're going to be getting the stations, well, the stations established for this behalf. But much of our stations that we have is on auto. Basically, it's what they would call a robot station, but not really a robot station. So basically, we have programmers out there that will program the station. They'll actually upgrade and update new information, the fake playlist and stuff like that, and they also put it up on a live stream as well. So that's basically their job. So basically, on behalf of the True Oldies channel, there's a Zach's Plug on 94.5 is coming soon. We basically have the station on auto right now, so it's basically on that path. DXDQ, Radio Set the Gaia, is also going to be on auto for a little while until they can get a hold of Angela, and Angela can get into the gear of getting the station and stuff like that, too. She can give us a call, or can give us a email, a shout out, or whatever. But we haven't heard from Angela lately. So SCN1 is actually hiring employees for on-air talent. If you guys are in the area of the stations, for San Francisco, we have two stations here in San Francisco. One is DSES with E160153 with the call letters, which is the satellite situated up in space for the station. 102.5 KONB is basically my station that I actually work with. That's the station that I own with a colleague of mine. So basically on that too. So we have situated. KRRA was actually wasn't even planned in this whole thing, but until we figured out where it actually came and derived from is when we decided to go into the full automation of it. We have our automatic page. We also have our breaker pages, our Block Talk Radio pages, and we also have our Mixcloud pages also up and running. We also do news feeds if you guys are interested in news for the time or for the area that we're actually in. We don't have radio live streaming on the radio network or radio stations themselves. Basically, they're just videos that are put up basically on behalf of the content or the station itself. So, like if they have something that they're looking back in the day, like for the oldest channel, they put up the video for that as well. But like the rest, it's the one for Hawaii. The one for Hawaii, basically, on behalf of that, basically they had a request pertaining to the station, and that is was to get the station established, but they wanted nothing but authentic Hawaiian music. So it doesn't matter if it's hip hop or rap or classical or pop or whatever. Basically, it has to be done in the Hawaiian language only. It cannot be done in English. It has to be done in authentic Hawaiian. So that's we had looked it up. We looked up information. We looked up the did our research. We looked up the codes and everything else. And we're still working on the station right now, as you see. For HTLP is what the station is called on Tetris Network. So if you go to scn-1.wixsite.com/HTLP. That is the one for Hawaii. My morning show is off air currently because I haven't got a computer to work with, so I'm currently off air until I can get a computer or a laptop to work with on behalf of KONB. So I do still have me scheduled for 5:30 to 9 in the morning for that program, and then they have me scheduled at 1:00 to 1:30 p.m. for the Black Talk Radio program. So that's how they're going to be doing it. They had the station on auto for now. Until I can get a computer myself. So until I get a computer, like either a Apple or a how do I put this, the Windows computer or whatever, I can't do anything until I get a computer. So I cannot go live. I cannot do anything. I can go live on Blog Talk Radio, but I cannot go live streaming music as of right now. I don't got a computer. So, with that being said, that's the not the Scripted Radio program. Is bottom line is that if anybody is out there actually looking for on air position, a job, or whatever, you know where to go. You go to wpmworld.wixsite.com/home. You put in your work authorization, send that into HQ. Not HQ, but HR. Sorry. And then you actually fill out the application that's actually designated online there. So you click on the link that says application. And then you can fill out your application, the job position, and stuff like that. Yeah, because anybody working for the station or whatever. And then you put that in. We get the application. We tell you to go fill out your work authorization. And then when that is done, you get your official ID for the station and then for the business, basically. So you'll get the ID for the business. That's how they're gonna do it. So you'll get your ID, you'll get your age. That's put your age on there, your birth, you know, stuff like that. You get ID number, specifically from the SEC only, stating that you work for Republican International and everything else. That gives you access to our facility, that gives you access to our services. And that actually gets you views through the government, because basically the police will check your ID and then our security. They'll check your ID, and they'll make sure that it is you, that you work for Republic Media and the CN. So, if you do not work for the company, you will not be granted access unless authorized by the personnel, aka HR. let's see what time it is here today, basically. It is 13:13 p.m. Black Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I'm calling, you know how to call in. This is our show for today, KLSZ 2019. Yeah. I'm dealing with a bit of a cold of mine, so I'm just trying to get there. So, I'm in downtown San Francisco, but not quite like downtown. I'm basically situated in the United Nations Plaza, or the United Plaza. Oh yeah, the UN Plaza, basically in San Francisco, California. Through the networking of the public, of Republic International, and of course SCN1. SCN1 is starting to merge with other companies, which will actually be coming more favor or defending for the radio program, television program, you know, stuff like that. We'll be actually be cited up for grants, is basically what they're saying. Meaning that we are actually a government agency and not for profit. As a federal agency, we do take donations. If you guys want to donate money to the company to help out, you can do that as well. Go to scn-1.worksite.com/home is the site to go to. So that's how it is. You want to donate. Republic International has also been noted on the remade over on the aspect of them as well. We got a new sticker. We're going to get the new sticker up on there. We do have a live stream up there on the platform as well. Some of our stations have live streaming as well, but not all of them. because certain stations do and certain stations don't. Like JPNK, they had a live stream. I do believe that KUNB had one, I believe. But I don't know who else had live streaming, you know, for YouTube. Republic Media International had live streaming, and of course, OAM has that live streaming. And Planet Earth Network also has live streaming. So they all have live streaming on YouTube. BXCQ at one point had live streaming on all the other platforms, including Stamina and everything else. But being to the fact that Android is not in the US any longer, we do not have live streaming up at this time. 3:15 a.m. Good afternoon. Because I hear that up on the deal up here, so we're just checking in. This is 1.5 KONB. KONB. Today's hottest music, 1.5. Good afternoon. So, let's see. 3:16 p.m. It is, what is today? Today is the 14th. Am I right? No, today's the 24th. The 24th of January, which is Tuesday, 2017. I'm broadcasting live on Black Talk Radio. You can call in right now. You know the number. It's on the site. SEN-1.wixsite.com/KONB is the site to go to. Call in. We'll actually get you up on here. So we did yesterday, basically, was pertaining to the over the weekend women's protest, basically on behalf of them protesting about the women's rights on to Donald J. Trump of Washington, D.C., who is currently president. And then the last episode of the program there. Which some of us went to the protesting itself. I myself went there. I did some video shoots. I also did a lot of photo taking, so that's been up on my Facebook on behalf of 1.5 KONB. I am Kenny Wen Zhang for 1.5 KONB. So, let's see, this is 2017, the New Year's resolutions on behalf of 2017, I have not made any New Year's resolutions on my behalf, so, the only thing that I ask for, basically, is for my job to return back to me, safely, and for me to be reunited with my birth mother. I have not yet told my mom about my daughter yet. But I will give you this, is that she looks like you when I was her age. So, if they see that picture, that's Angela. Her name is Angela Nicole Himalaya Spine, is what I named her. I named her after a friend of mine, basically through the Philippines. Basically, she was deported in 2012. And I'll give you guys a little secret here as well on behalf of my little, basically this little program here. A little secret of mine, basically, I had Angela here in San Francisco, California. Born here at St. Francis Hospital in San Francisco, California. And, was noted, treated, and stuff like that. But I had basically was told at the time that I had to go. I had to go, and I had to do what I had to do. I went to South Dakota, South Dakota did some investigations, basically on behalf of one person who was being cyber stalked on his, basically. I went there, investigated, took notes to what, where, when, how, and why, fact, trace, noted, closed, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, the numerology for the attorney, stuff like that, so. I'm a private attorney, a private investigator for the whole thing. So I was gonna actually investigate the whole thing. So with that being said, I had Angela here in San Francisco, California, and she was healthy. So anyway, so when I had gone to Sioux Falls, I actually went in, you know, to get my immunizations updated. And guess who actually I seen at the time? Was my daughter with her foster mother. Stanford Hospital. I had not even noticed it either, but I would not say anything at this time. He took me into a private room, put me, her, and the foster mother together, and there's one other person in there, getting the immunizations updated. And my daughter kept looking at me. She stopped crying after she looked at me. My daughter at this time is approximately 4 years old. She was going about 5 years old this year. She is 2017. I'm here in San Francisco, California, broadcasting live on Block Talk Radio 102.5 KONB. It's 1:21 p.m. Good afternoon. If you want to go look at the website, the SCN website, go to SCN-1-O-N-E, not the number, O-N-E, .wixsite.com/home is the website, it's the web address to go through. You guys are noticing that there's a huge change in the designs that we're doing it. We're doing that for a reason. We're redesigning the website for better optimization and better loading for you guys who have lower speeds. So if you guys are out of the country and you guys are going to SCM-1 and you guys are actually on the lower connections, you know, the majority of us are, we can actually optimize it to your standard. So if you guys have a 56K modem or whatever, and you can't get into the streaming, we can actually work out with you. And that can actually be provided on behalf of our listeners. There was a survey that was taken quite a while back on behalf of this whole thing. And basically the majority said that there's a huge market out there pertaining to like radio and television that the issue is live streaming, and we can't get the stations that we want to get because of the internet. And basically what they say is that the internet that they have is too slow, or it costs too much, is what they are saying. And basically they can't get live streaming on behalf of them for us. So we are working on behalf of our supporters, our international colleagues and stuff like that, to establish the live streaming for them that actually will work for their slow speed. It is 1:23 p.m. I am Kenny Lin Zhang, Black Talk Radio 102.5 KONB. Good afternoon. I'm actually pretty new to talk radio, so I've been trying to get some ideas and stuff like that on how to, you know, put a show together and stuff like that. So if you guys are out there actually wanting to help me do some of this stuff, you can do it. Just meet me. You can call me. 628-235-8848 is the number to call. You can email me, klsz2019@radio.fm. It's never is where to email me. Currently it's 1:24 p.m. And if you don't want to call again today, we'll go ahead and head on out. If you guys want to take my miss and stuff like that, you can go to, let's see, sdnone.wixite.com/HOME. I am Kenny Lin Zong for 102.5 KON Blues Talk Rock Radio. Have a nice day.